Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger. Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman continue to be with us. We're celebrating her 21st anniversary. How about that, folks? She's in her third decade with us, too. One of the original founding members of our Brain Trust, and in fact, she's right there on the cusp of the whole thing. Barbara, thanks again for being here. Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com is her website. You can find all of her books there, and you got a daily tax tip, a daily business tip that you send out every day, and a bunch of other
Idea of the day. Mm-hmm. Goes
big out ideas for
every
small
day.
Business, all that right there on the website. So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did, Barb. By the way, folks, as you know, Barb's one of the she's the preeminent expert on taxes for small business on the planet. What about some of the key dates coming up?
Well, I think one of the dates for many of us small business owners is April 15th is going to be estimated tax day. So it's not only the date for filing your personal 2018 income tax return
or
an extension by that date,
mm-hmm.
Right? But it's also the day to make your first installment of your 2019 taxes. And so here we go. You better have the cash around to make your payment.
No kidding. Which is one of the reasons why a lot of people extend, because they need
well, even if you extend the time to file your return, that doesn't give you any extra time to pay.
I know.
And also, estimated tax is totally separate from your income tax. So it never ends, and we're in 2019 already, and hopefully it's going to be a good year for a lot of us, and hopefully you'll make a lot of money and you'll have to pay a lot of taxes.
A friend of mine had a good year a while back, and he was complaining. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I've got to pay all these taxes." I said, "I know you had a good year." I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I got a problem." I said, "What is the problem?" He said, "I got all these taxes." I said, "Well, do you have the money to pay them?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, then you don't have a problem."
Exactly. And I think that when it comes to 2019 taxes, you have to recognize that a lot of the numbers will have changed, that not like a greater limit on first-year expensing.
Right.
Actually, even the IRA contribution limit is increased for the first time in
really. Tell us about
years.
That.
Yeah, so we've been at $5,500
right
for many, many years. It's going to be $6,000 for 2019.
Wow.
Or $7,000 if you're 50 or older.
Right. So it's went up. It's gone up $500.
As is a number of the limits for qualified retirement plans, like if you have a SEP plan or
And by the way, that IRA number, is that for 18? Did that go up 500 for 18? So of April?
No, this is for 2019.
Just for 19.
So the one that you can fund
as late as April 15th, you can't go up on that. That's still 6,500, 5,500, whatever the number is.
And recognize that if you get an extension to file your return, that doesn't give you more time to put money into your
The IRA's got to be done by April
15th. IRA or your health savings account for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The drop-dead date is April 15th. Or if it's a longer date if you're in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
Maine.
Mm-hmm. So what else? What are the things we need to know about?
Well, I think we want to keep an eye on some of the things that are going on in Congress now, because there are some very interesting and helpful proposals that I'm keeping an eye on, and I think we all should. There's a new law that wants to make a number of changes that would impact small businesses very favorably. For example, not only would it change the due dates for estimated taxes to make it really quarterly instead of these odd dates that we have now. It would also allow you to take the one half of self-employment tax as a reduction to your business income. That would be like over 15% savings on your tax payment.
Well, we need to get that done.
You bet. That's been proposed for 20 years, but it looks like we have a possibility there.
But and that would be for, the 19 or 2020.
Who knows?
We'll exactly.
Keep a good eye on that.
Hey, Barb, thank you again for 21 great years. Let's do 21 more. What do you think?
It sounds like a plan to me.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's simply the best, as you know, and one of my heroes for sure. BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.